you've got to give people an excuse now and then to do something that they won't do. Mm-hmm. Tommy Keeker called me last night, and he must have talked 30 minutes. He wants to vote with us. Mm-hmm. But he wants us to accept, even in a modified form, this provision in the bill, which he and Javits, the six Republicans, introduced, to provide an association of insurance companies to write policies for the specific purposes of this bill. Now, the Treasury Department has some doubts about it because it provides a tax exemption. Justice has some doubts about it because it provides exemption from antitrust. But I think for the purposes of providing old age health care through private insurance, we could afford to do it if adequate supervision as to rates and benefits are is provided. Now, Javits came to me yesterday afternoon and said he's going to support us anyway, whether we accept it or not. But he said that he thought that Margaret Smith would vote for it. Tommy did too, if we would accept this. Now, I talked to Mike about it, and he said that whatever Clint and I decided, I talked to Clint, and he was not inclined to be favorable to it. I talked to Wilbur Cohen, as you know, is the technician in this field, and he says that if we want it, that he can redraft it so as to meet the objections of the Treasury and Justice. But when I contacted Wilbur last, he said someone in the White House said that that you didn't want it. I'm just telling you, this might be something that would be necessary under the circumstances.
I haven't heard of it. This is the first I've heard of it. I don't know.
Well,
who the White House said it,
so why you didn't want it, but the White House.
Yeah.
Who he talked to in the White House, I don't know.
I don't either, but I'll check and see who it did, and I would be guided by what you all think ought to be done. I try to see that the forces that are so vitally interested in it, like labor, would agree with you and Wilbur Cohen, and then I'd be inclined to follow their advice. If you get Clint to go along with you, I think it'd be a mistake for you and Clint to split.
Oh, by all means.
But I would be inclined to, I think that you ought to explore it, because if it's that close, and you really need the Keekles and the Margaret Smiths to help you.
Well,
they tell me that they think you've got a 2-vote margin on our side. Do you have any feeling about that? I don't trust these counting these days up there.
Well, I think we have a minimum of 2 votes. But, Mr. President, AMA spends more money on lobbying than any outfit.
That's right, and they're counting on, we're counting on 2 people being gone that may not be gone on a vote like this.
That's right, they may be back here now.
You know who those 2 are?
Herbert Walters was
one of them. Yeah, Walters is one of them now. They say that he and Lester Hill. Now, Lester's always been a doctor's friend. His daddy was a doctor, and I watched him in the House. He and Ewing Thomason always vote on anything pro-doctor.
Well, he will here, too.
And they count on his being gone and Walter's being gone.
Well, now we've got, of course, Vance Hartke is away. Is there any way on earth to get him back?
They say they could get him back if his boat had to be there, but I don't know who's handling that. In the old days, I would have had him back, a funeral or no funeral, because this is just the gut issue in this campaign. And,
And Goldwater has dramatized it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
the only thing that makes him shave.
That's right. That's right. And he's
dramatized it by flying across the nation here. And if we get licked on this, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, it's going to be awful.
Now, Clint will do what you want to do with respect to this Javits Amendment. This came about. I got into leadership of this thing just because Clint was sick in the hospital, and I thought that the issue had to be pressed. Mm-hmm. Well, when Clint came back, I expected him to take over, but actually Clint is not well, and he requested that I continue and present the amendment. Somebody had to speak 3.5 hours there while we were getting it redrafted, or else we were going to be read out of court. So Clint wasn't able to do that, and I was, so I stepped in and did it. Now, will you assign someone to look at this Javits Amendment, and then if I can say to Clint, or if you can say to Clint, that this is okay with you, I think it will give us maybe two votes over there.
What you better do, if you're going to do something like that, is let me get Mike Feldman on it. Then you and Clint better seek Mike Feldman's advice on it. Or you might say, I'm going to call Mike Feldman for the two of us and ask what their opinion is. Because I sure don't want to get, as the candidate, to have said that the president called up and modified it, moderated it, threw away our victory by compromise. And I could do that right quick unless the request came from Clint, because he might feel that, that I moderated his proposal. You follow me?
Yeah. Now, just how do I...
Well, I just, what I would do is... say to Clint, you got this call from Kuechel. He's pretty fond of Kuechel. He goes pretty strong for him, and say, let's find out what their opinion is. Try to see if our opinion would change him.
Well, in other words, what I'll do then, I'll just go to Clint's office and say I had this call from Tommy Kuechel last night. What do you think we ought to do about it?
Yeah, just tell him what you think ought to be done about it, and say, now let's. If you agree with me, Clint, let's pick up a phone call Meyer Feldman and get him to get Wilbur Cohen. And I'm sure that the president will agree to anything we agree to.
I'll do that right
away. I know he has great respect for you, Clint, and I know he has a feeling toward me, and I know he'll go along with what we suggest. And you quit telling people that I don't like you, because that's not true. And you stand for just about everything that I do, from the TVA on up and down. And there are not many votes that are different. And,
hello.
Yeah.
I didn't think.
Operator?
Hello.
Operator?
Yes, sir.
Are you cutting in here? Can't we finish talking?
I'm sorry. I got a flash, Mr. President.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
So you just get on it, and I'll get Meyer Feldman and let him look at it with Wilbur Cohen right away, so if y'all do call, he'll be prepared.
I'll go right
and
now.
Just don't take any chances on getting beat. Look at your votes mighty, mighty careful. And watch
it. Could you possibly call Herbert Walters?
Yeah, I could. What I want to ask him.
Well, first let me see if he's going to be here.
They tell me he's not. That's what they told me this morning.
Well, that's right. We can't. He had never understood this issue. He happened to be in the chair when I made my speech the other day, and it just shook him to his shoe soles because he didn't realize the issue. Of course, what this the present program takes care of the very poor, and tax deduction takes care of the very rich. What this bill will do is provide prepaid health care for the great body of our self-supporting, self-respecting, proud people who want to remain so even after they're 65. Well, anyway, I'll do that.
Well, now, what is he? He is against you. Is he committed to the doctors?
I'm afraid he is, but he's happy to be away.
Well,
and if I find out he's not going to be away, well, a call from you might encourage him to go ahead to New York.